This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, whatever you do, there's six words you should never utter on a first date. I'm going to go ahead and say there's never, you shouldn't say these on the first few dates. All right? These six words I have for you. You know what they are? Six words.
Hi, my name is Hawk Harrison.
Wow. She went straight for the burn.
I did. She'd been thinking about this.
With a mouthful of food.
I know.
I'm like, honestly, we are doing a show here. You have been a bad influence on Heidi over the years, Tom.
Hey, I don't have food in my mouth right now. Cato does, and Heidi do, though.
I don't. Look. Not anymore.
I mean, you honestly, the six words you should never utter on a first date, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I'm fine with whatever. So what should we do?
What should we do?
I don't know. And so you get into this conversation, and they say a lot of times men are sometimes avoid planning out dates on their own for a number of reasons. Perhaps they don't want to be held responsible if the date goes bad. Well, let me tell you, if you don't make plans, it's probably going to go bad.
And you're going to be held responsible regardless,
exactly.
So you better go ahead and take responsibility.
Men also said they don't make plans because they don't want to appear rude in an age of female equality.
Oh, please.
See, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, and you guys who are growing up now and are getting told a load of garbage, you need to step up to the plate and be the man. The women are looking for someone who is going to be able to lead when they need to lead. Now, that doesn't mean they may not later on in life try to take over everything. But right now, they're looking for someone who can show leadership skills.
So what do you do, Tom? Here's the things, and I think you've nailed most of it, but
Thank you. Don't go
on a date without a plan. By the time you show up for a first date, both parties should have an idea of exactly where you guys are going. Now, this is one reason, and Heidi's told us this, we've learned something from her. She wants to know what she needs to be wearing on this
date.
What kind of date is this? Are we going mountain climbing? Or are we going to a movie?
It's like the time I wore high heels to the Masters golf tournament.
Yes.
I aerated that whole course.
Wow, yeah.
She spent her whole time putting the sand in the little holes.
Well, I got stuck a number of times. So, yeah, please tell people what's going on. Let them know.
Well, it also eliminates the standing outside and the awkwardness of trying to figure out what to do on that date. So, you know, and I think that also gives you a sense of you kind of figure out each other if you don't plan a date. Like, is she a planner and you're like a fly by the pants kind of guy?
I don't know what you're flying on.
Anyway, they say have a backup plan.
That's extreme.
So,
well, yeah.
But let's say, you know, you have a backup plan, and it might be raining or something for what you had planned. The movie might be sold out. Restaurant might be too crowded. They say have a backup plan and a second option there.
So he loves sushi, wants to take you to his favorite sushi restaurant, and you're allergic to fish.
Yeah.
You blow up like a blowfish if you have like anything like crab or shrimp, and you can't even go near the place.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then you end up at EMS. I know, it's tough. It's embarrassing.
That date was not planned, was it, Heidi?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, no, not well.
They say think of two generic options of what you can do and suggest to them, you know, and even if it's like, here's a go-to. You can say, hey, if something's, let's say the movie's too crowded or it's sold out. Okay, do you want to go get a drink or go get something to eat? At least give them two options to pick from. Like, if she wants to just go get a drink, coffee, or whatever, or does she want to go ahead and go get something to eat? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they say, for goodness sake, just make a decision. People who don't have options about anything are so annoying. So when making plans and, you know, have those plans ready and have the two options in case there is a fallback or you do have to go out and do something else. Just make sure you make the decision when the time comes because you don't want to just stand there looking at each other with nothing to do.
Sitting in the car looking at each other. Where are we going to eat then?
Yes.
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
Yeah, exactly.
In other words, be a man. Have a plan. give suggestions. If she says, "Oh, I can't do that because I blow up, my face blows up,"
yeah.
then be a man and step up and go, "Okay, well, let's try something else. What would you like to eat?" Or if she doesn't have an answer, then say, "Okay, well, then let's go to the steakhouse."
Mm-hmm. Well, a hard thing for a woman, though, when you are a girl, you're asking, you know, where would you like to go? She might like something that she doesn't know if you can afford or not. So she's not going to say what she wants.
Oh, she's okay. I see.
So I didn't realize you had ever done that before, Heidi.
Well, I haven't. I'm just talking
about it. Right, right. I didn't know you'd ever considered the man's ability to pay before.
And in this day and age, you should have that hashed out before you go, you know, to her and pick her up.
What do you mean?
Unless you want to surprise her to take her to a certain restaurant. I'm like, surely you've texted her and say, "Hey, do you like sushi? Do you like Cracker Barrel? Do you like... you know, Arby's? Do you like, you know, figure that out before you even get there?"
I didn't do it. I just picked my wife up, took her to Logan's, and we ordered.
Okay.
I mean, well, if you go to most restaurants, I think there's enough options.
Right.
Like, you went Logan's. There were steaks, there was chicken, there were salads, there was something there she could eat. That's a test. If she couldn't find something there to eat, I didn't need to be dating her.
And even the sushi restaurants, they got rice and chicken. I mean, yeah.
That's true. Most of those places have the
hibachi
mm-hmm. things you can order. So that's a good point, Kato.
Does Logan's have the peanuts?
Yeah.
What if she's allergic to peanuts?
Oh, well, goodness.
She'll probably have to say, "I'm allergic to peanuts, and I'll die if I walk in there." And then I'm like, "Okay, well, Chop House is across the street.
I'm canceling the date." Yeah. She wants to go hiking. She doesn't like sushi, and she's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, this is not looking good.
No. This one will not last for you. Make a plan, fellas. Make a plan.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.